Fine. Because of the September 2001 attacks, the New York Police Department has become a sophisticated counter-terrorism agency. In the decades since then, the NYPD has increased the number of detectives on a joint task force it has long operated with the FBI from 17 to more than 100. It hired a former senior CIA spook to head its intelligence division. Detectives have been posted all over the world, in Abu Dhabi, Amman, Israel, London and Madrid, among other places. Scores of native speakers of around 50 languages, including Arabic, Dari, Persian, Urdu, Pashto and Bengali, have been hired. Some say the NYPD has more Arabic speakers than the FBI. It has at times irritated both the CIA and the FBI, who are jealous guardians of their turf. But the results have spoken for themselves. Several plots to devastate New York have been foiled, including plans to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge, the Stock Exchange and Times Square. The NYPD has been duly applauded for all this. Last year, Barack Obama's head of counterterrorism called its efforts heroic. But now it may have overstepped the mark. According to an exposé by the Associated Press, the NYPD has been monitoring Muslims not just in New York, but also across the Hudson River and the state line in Newark, New Jersey. It appears to have done so for no better reason than its targets practice Islam. A 60-page demographics report about Newark's Muslims, compiled by NYPD's intelligence division, includes photographs of shops, restaurants and a school that are owned or frequented by Muslims. It also catalogues information about Muslims on Long Island, and the NYPD has kept a close eye on students on several campuses in the Northeast, including Rutgers, Columbia and Yale. An undercover cop apparently even went with students on a whitewater rafting trip. Muslims and civil rights groups are angry and anxious about all this. Parents are advising their children not to join Muslim student groups. Asghar Moyadin, one such student, worries that her name will end up on a do not fly list. Cory Booker, Newark's mayor, and Chris Christie, New Jersey's governor, who were not informed about the NYPD's activities, are not happy either. New Jersey's Attorney General is looking into the matter, and the Federal Justice Department is wondering whether to investigate the complaints. This being America, a class action lawsuit is looking likely. But Ray Kelly, the police commissioner, defended his force in a speech on March 3rd, saying it would be folly to ignore what takes place outside the city. If terrorists are not limited by borders and boundaries, he said, we can't be either. At the federal level, mechanisms are in place to keep agents in check. In New York, the NYPD has to abide by the so-called handshoe guidelines, which are designed to keep the police from investigating a person or group solely because of politics or religion. They need something concrete to go on. But the guidelines were relaxed after the 2001 attacks and are anyway open to broad interpretation. Faiza Patel of the Brennan Center for Justice feels that an independent oversight authority, like the Inspector General in Los Angeles, may be needed. The irony about this surveillance, says Eugene O'Donnell of John Jay College of Criminal Justice, a former policeman himself, is that it is alienating the very groups the NYPD need to keep sweet in order to induce them to give information about extremists. This dragnet approach was a recipe for trouble, he says.